Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Colon from Opinion Research and National Public Opinion Firm. And we're talking to people in Texas today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Would you have a few minutes to participate on the survey, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, just out of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all the calls on the cell phone, some on the cell phone and some on the regular home phone, or almost all the calls on the regular home phone?
All the calls on my cell phone?
On your cell phone, okay.
Yes.
All right, ma'am, just to make sure that we have a representative sample for this survey, can you tell me what year were you born?
1980.
80, okay. Thank you. Okay, and just for qualification purpose, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Would that be Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, or American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Hispanic.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and can you tell me what is the last grade that you completed in school?
Master's.
Okay. Postgraduate, like master's, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am, thinking about things naturally, do you approve or disapprove the job Biden-Harris administration is doing?
Disapprove.
Would that be strongly disapprove or just somewhat disapprove?
Strongly. Very strongly.
Okay.
Do you have very...
All right, ma'am, if...
Strongly?
Yes. Strongly. I mean, that's the hardest we have.
Okay.
Okay, and if the election for U.S. Congress will be held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be the Republican candidate or Republican candidate from this district?
Republican.
And would that be definitely or probably?
Definitely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. So...
Okay. All right, ma'am. Now I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of that person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Donald Trump. Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would that be very or just somewhat favorable?
Very. Extremely.
Okay, what about Vicente Gonzalez?
Vicente, yeah, he's all right.
So would that
I
be
think he's
somewhat
like
favorable?
A big, I think that's the one that used to be a lawyer, right? And he defended a lot of criminals.
Well, they don't put no information in here. That way we don't interfere with, with your opinion.
Yeah, no, I think
but,
that's a crook.
Okay, would that be somewhat unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable. I think he made
very
his money defending drug dealers and
okay.
bad people, and yeah.
All right, thank you. What about Alejandro Mayorkas?
Mayorka, I've heard of his name, but I'm not familiar with him.
So maybe no opinion?
I think he's Democrat. So yeah, no Democrats.
Okay, so no. So would that be no opinion, or maybe never heard, or very unfavorable, or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay, what about Kamala Harris?
Democrat. Let's scratch him off.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Kamala Harris.
Oh my God. Oy.
Very unfavorable
very
or somewhat unfavorable?
Extremely unfavorable. Yeah, no.
Okay.
We're not ready for that. The country's in really bad shape, and then they want to throw in a female and Democrat, and yeah, no. Please, God.
Okay, what about Mayra Flores?
Oh, yeah, she's favorable. Very favorable. She's Republican.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, moving on, which of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? Would that be taxes, inflation and the cost of living, national security and foreign affairs, climate change, healthcare, crime and public safety, border security, education, jobs and the economy, abortion, or fentanyl and drug addiction?
All of those are very important.
But can you give me one to be, you know, the one issue that is most important to you, you know, when deciding which candidate to vote for?
Oh my gosh. I mean, they're all like so important. I mean, what good is it to have a good economy, but then you don't have the homeland security? And then what good is it to have homeland security if you don't have a good economy? And so it's really hard to pick one. Do you have an option that says it's very hard to pick one?
Well, I have other, or you can, I can write down whatever you want me to write.
Yes, put other and then put all the topics you mentioned are very, very important.
Okay.
So it's hard to pick one.
Okay, are important. To pick just one, right?
Yes, exactly. Because, like, what if one candidate says, oh, my God, I'm going to protect the Americans 1,000%. And then the other one comes in and he's like, oh, I'm going to make the economy all better. So either we vote for a good economy or we vote to be, you know, protected. And it's very hard because, I mean, you can't have one without the other.
Thinking ahead of, you know, to the November elections, first on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all interested and 10 meaning that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in November's election for president, a U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10. Very interested.
10. Oh, okay. All right, ma'am, and if the election for president was held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Kamala Harris,
Donald
the Democrat,
Trump,
or Donald
course.
Trump, the Republican? Okay.
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote, between Colin Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Republican.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote, Vicente Gonzalez, a Democrat, or Mayra Flores, a Republican?
Mayra Flores, of course.
And that would be definitely, right? Or probably?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Vicente Gonzalez during a campaign, okay? After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress. Here's the first one, okay? Despite the crisis at our southern border, Vicente Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supported the Biden-Harris administration border policies. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference to you?
Less likely, of course.
Much less likely, or just somewhat?
Much less, like ultimately unlikely. I already don't like the guy, and then he's doing this, so come on.
Okay, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts, you know, and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Would that make you more or less likely, or makes no difference to you?
Very unlikely to vote for him.
Okay, much less likely. Okay, all right, the American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working-class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices. Would that make you more or less likely, or no different?
Yeah, no, that makes me very unlikely to vote for this guy.
Okay. All right, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children. Would that make you more less likely, or no difference, in your opinion?
Very unlikely to vote for that man.
Okay. All right, and the last one says, Vicente Gonzalez has accepted thousands in campaign contributions for some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for $1 trillion in government spending benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, these same companies are raising prices on Texas families while ranking in record profits. Would that make you much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
very unlikely to vote for that man.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am. And now that you have more information, if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat, or Mayra Flores, the Republican?
Mayra Flores, of course. Is this survey being paid by Republicans, by Mayra Flores?
They don't give us the information, ma'am, but you pretty much can tell, you know, who is, you know,
yeah,
supporting this this survey, okay? Okay, now I have just a few questions for statistical purpose only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Well, today, August 8th of 2025, Republican.
Would that be a strong Republican or not so strong?
Yes,
Republican?
Yes, strong Republican. Biden,
okay.
And they all need to go away.
Okay, and generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, a liberal on most issues?
Not a liberal because, moderate, yeah, because I'm open to ideas, but it doesn't mean that I'll go for it if it's, like, way out there, too liberal. If it's too liberal, then no.
Okay.
If it's too conservative where it's like, oh, my God, we're going to the 1800s where women couldn't vote, and yeah, no, that's too conservative. So I would say moderate.
Okay. All right, ma'am, how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
No, working class.
Working class, all right. And are you currently employed, student, stay-home parent, retired, unemployed?
Employed.
Or looking employed? All right, ma'am, and how many jobs do you currently have, one, two, or more?
I have 4 jobs just to be able to rent a decent home and put food on my table.
I have
4 jobs.
One more. All right. Okay, ma'am, and now thinking about the language you're using, you know, in your home, would you say that at home you speak, you know, only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish, but some English? Spanish,
no, mostly
English equally?
Some Spanish.
Okay, English, some Spanish, okay. All right, but mostly English, right? So, but some Spanish.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right, and regardless of how you feel today, for whom did you vote on 2020 presidential election? Was that Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation, okay? You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.